Well, let's head to Lilydale District School in the northeast to check in on agricultural programs there. Enrolments in the course have doubled with funding injected into new equipment and infrastructure. Larissa Smith called in for a look and caught up with Year 12 student Patrick Rosevere.
We have about, I'm not sure, about 60s and about 6 heifers.
What do you think of the Murray Grey breed?
They're quite pleasant, quiet animals in here. Good for production of meat. Easy to handle for cattle handling. So we would bring the cattle through back around here and then through our brand new forcing yard, which forces the cattle to go into the race, into the crush. So we weigh them on a weekly basis and have their health checked. We used to have steers before this, about 13 steers last year, and I think they got up to about 600 kilos before they got sent off to the processing plant at Longford.
When did you first develop an interest in agriculture?
When I was back in about the end of grade six. Well, it's actually from family generations, from my mother, who used to grow up on Flinders Island with a commercial farm with her parents and grandparents before they all moved over here.
What does the course involve now that you're studying agriculture at Year 12 at Lilydale District School?
Well, Certificate 2 in Agriculture, that's all your tractor driving, irrigation, your workplace health and safety, which is a core environmental practices, soils, fencing, conventional and electric, and livestock production. And then with Certificate 3, it's also on top of that with a lot of more theory and research to do and more individual work than the teacher actually helping you.
And I guess that's going to prepare you for a future career in the industry?
Yes. So out at my work placement down at Piranha with Nutrient Ag Solutions, I can see myself being a livestock agent and helping out there or continue up the ranks. So. Yeah.
Terrific. So how long have you been working out at Piranha?
Since June, middle of June. My work is to bring up the sheep from the pens, and then through the drafter they get separated from their height, their sex, their crossbreds and all that, and from their age before they get sent down to the sale yards. And then during the auction of the sheep, I go round with the chalk and chalking up the buyers' names on the poles. So at the end of the sales, they'll get counted, collected, and then sent back to the pens or holding yards or the paddocks for delivery.
So do you think what you've learnt here during your Cert 2 and Cert 3 has helped you outside of school?
Yes, it has.
And I see you're wearing a rural youth jacket as well.
Yes.
What's your connection to rural youth?
So in about 2018-19, I was the assistant coordinator for the Beef Expo and Junior Livestock Handling for the schools and that. And I also helped park cars. So it was a really full-on three-day event. This financial year, I just became the vice president of my Tamer Club, which in the Tamer Club of Rural Youth, so the Rural Youth part, we do work and bees out at Ag Fest, and the local shows, agricultural shows and events and all that.
All right, well, let's go back over to the rest of the farm school buildings and check out some of the other things that you do.
Hi, it's Rob Durazio from Lilydale District School. I'm a vet coordinator, teacher for Cert 3 in Agriculture, which we offer out here at the school farm. It's a 28-acre farm. We run Cert 2 and Cert 3. We have a vineyard, 1-hectare vineyard on site, plus we do show cattle training and also run steers on to sale.
And you've been teaching some of your students about how to clean a chainsaw.
Yes, we do chainsaw maintenance and operation as well, which involves maintaining chainsaws, sharpening them, safety aspects and what to look for, regarding that safety of the use, and then handle and all the safety gear that goes with it. And we actually do some cutting training in regards to saw logs that we have delivered, and we cut them up for firewood for the local community.
What have you noticed with the response to the two different courses in the last couple of years, since its inception, really?
Certainly numbers have increased. Cert 2 numbers have increased, and with the flow on from that, Cert 3 numbers have increased. Almost double for Cert 3. Cert 2 have always been good numbers, but they did increase for this year as well.
The students, do they come off farms? What's the general rules?
Yeah, so probably 50-50. There'd be students that come off farm, who've grown up on farms, others who have an uncle or a grandfather, and they go off and help them, and they're just interested in that. But others, no, they're mostly from colleges or been from high schools in Launceston, and they travel out 2 days a week to do the course.
Well, like Patrick does, catches a couple of buses to get here.
He does. He comes in from Rosevears. We have students come from Beaconsfield, Exeter. We've had students that come from Campbelltown. They've come from Deloraine, from quite a catchment area, actually.
And there has been some state government funding to grow this program and invest in the school.
Yes. We've recently acquired a new classroom, which was very nice. Second year in that. New tractor case with a front end loader, so we can do some front end loader training as well. That's been really nice to have here. And there's further investment regarding infrastructure, the new stockyards. That was a safety issue anyway, so we've got new stockyards for cattle handling and just general run of the mill livestock care and maintenance. Yeah, and we are looking at other infrastructure improvements down the track with more funding coming through. More so extra machinery shed and storage. That's been very good in regards to the funding increases and the ability to be able to put students into modern machinery as opposed to the nice old Massey Ferguson 135, which every farmer generally has anyway. It's still handy for their training. Yeah.
That's the Vet Program Coordinator Rob Durazio from Lilydale District School talking there to Larissa Smith, and we heard some very happy cows in the background. Weren't they lovely?